playing on Facebook.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. Here we are, Saturday night. Some of us are pushing right into Sunday around the world. So I'm very happy to be here with you. We have our Facebookers on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page who are watching us live streaming. Please feel invited to go and join them. You can watch us live and you can even while you're calling us on the phone. We also have Blog Talk Radio listeners. Oh my goodness, we enjoy all of you so very much and the questions you're bringing to your readings. Let me remind you all that we don't just focus on love. This show encompasses really just about everything from career pursuits, dating and relationships, spiritual growth and advice, as in guidance. We also can peek in on the people in your life, find out what makes them tick, and do they have any kind of secret agenda. We can look into the minds and hearts of friends, neighbors, our partners, all relatives, children, co-workers. I mean, you name it, we can do it. Within reason, of course. So I want to mention, for those that might be new with us this evening, we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards as the device or tool for your reading. There are no tarot cards, no oracle cards, and no other systems that are put into play with these readings. So I just want to remind you that I will also be using a 24-card layout rather than just randomly selecting a few cards. It's the layout that I use in my private sessions with my clients, and it's what I will be demonstrating in your reading this evening. Is everything fine?
Leave that where it is. No, it is.
All right. And I'm introducing now Jimbo Baggins, who is going to
sneeze
and cough for your pleasure. Bear in mind, it is allergy season, and he is one heck of a sufferer.
In this space right here. Oh, yeah. I guess, I don't know. Maybe there's some weird forces of evil here cranking out pollen because it's in this room. I don't sneeze any other place in this house.
Well,
be that as it may, the show must go on.
Exactly.
We want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We also would like to let everybody know that I'm going to fix. Thank you for letting us know that the show was set wrong. There we go. I just extended.
Someone let you know?
Yeah, they said, hey, you only got 15 minutes.
Oh, geez.
But now we fixed it. Thank you.
Oh, great.
That's our friend there. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Appreciate it. Shame on you, Deborah. Anyway, disclaimer, informational entertainment purposes only. That's our opening show disclaimer. You got to do that nowadays. You got to have a disclaimer about every single thing on this planet nowadays.
Pretty much.
You know, well, A, we don't want you to go out and do something stupid, and B, we don't want you to go out and do something stupid and try to sue the hell out of us. Okay, that's the bottom line. All right, like McDonald's, caution, coffee is hot. Yeah, because nobody knew that.
Did they really put that on?
They had to after they got, old lady sued the crap out of her. Now, I will say, you remember back in the 80s, it was at a temperature you couldn't even drink. I mean, you couldn't. No human could drink that when we first got it. You have to take the cap off and just leave it. So, and that was unnecessary. But anyway, we're out tomorrow. International. If you're international, caller or listener, caller or Facebook Live viewer, I guess you're listening too. Let us know. We'll give you a live international shout out.
Yes, we will.
We shall do so. All right, let's talk. We got like 455 million callers on hold. So I'm going to try to rapidize, a new word I just made up, rapidize this next part of the show intro. 515-602-9676, number to call in. Real quick, when you call in, you'll get an automated message saying, hey, please hold, but you can listen to the show. And when that's all happening, everything's working perfect. We see the list of these billions of callers. I keep track of who's first and who's not. So they take you in order. That number I gave you, you can call in or you can Skype in. And I am reminded because we've got a couple Skypers on hold.
Yay.
And I'll tell you, folks, it's kind of cool. The phone number just shows up as all one, so we have no clue where you're Skyping from.
That's right.
You could have internet on the moon, and we wouldn't miss.
Boy,
right.
I bet that would be expensive, huh?
Yeah, All right. What else? All right. Oh, yeah, when we take your call. Do these following things if you legally and or safely can. Well, not legally and safely, not and or. Get off the speakerphone, get off the Bluetooth. We'll tell you why. We're just going to rattle them off real quick, get the show going. Stop all your background sounds, radios, and TV shows you were watching. Stop multitasking, quit messing with dishes, or quit chasing the kids around with a sledgehammer, whatever you were doing. Find a place to sit, chill, relax. That'll make the call better because the audio, when it comes out our speakers, there's a loss. So the better you can make your sound going into your cell phone or your regular phone, it'll come out better and we can have a quicker reading.
Yes.
No mistakes made. Oh, I thought you said this. I thought you said that. You know, because what the hell? We don't know. Messenger folks that are out there that cannot call or Skype in for whatever the reason, typically it's because you're on another continent. Sometimes you just can't even when you're in the United States. There are times we shall open the floor to the Facebook Messenger folks, and we'll explain it, that you will Messenger Deborah Lee, not
yes.
The Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you will have to be friends with her. Them's the rules. Now, if you're already friends with her, you got no worries. If you're new and you're like, oh, I'll quickly add her as a friend, you can do that. But when you do the search for her, there's going to be a lot of Deborah Lees, but there's going to be two with her face. Accounts are kind of intertwined and weird, so send friend advice to both of the two accounts with her face on it.
Well, yeah, one has longer hair than the other.
But you know it's
and
her.
No glasses.
But you can tell.
But the one with longer hair and no glasses is actually the one we're using.
Right. I mean, you can tell that's the same person, just different time eras, you know,
yeah.
There's some years difference there, because the one account kind of old, but it's not dead, and we can't kill it because it wants to murder both accounts, so it just sits out there in limbo. All right, and then let us know if you do actually friend request her at the last minute, which is cool. It's cool. She has her Facebook portal here, so she'll be able to accept your friend request right away. And the whole messenger deal here is you can't call us at all until we actually tell you, because it doesn't have an automated hold. It doesn't have any kind of hold system, so we have to hang up on you if we're not ready. We don't want to do that. Last but not least, we'll make this quick too. That's a little low. Try that again. That sound, the harp sound, is a sound chosen for a reason, because we are going to be doing angel cards tonight after your reading with Deborah. Did you hear that word, after? That means your reading with Deborah is done. That's not oh, that's time for me to get some more questions. And negative, negative, negative. That reading is toast. Bye. History. Goodbye. Gone. So please don't start trying to ask more questions. If we got so many callers, it's not fair to them. If you want that kind of lovely one-on-one infinite question time, you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com, you arrange a private reading, and then the only person that tells you to stop is the clock based on the block of time you arranged. So you should do many, many card readings on as many questions on many subjects as you desire. But on that note, the time has come for all good men, me mainly, to start clicking on the callers. Let's see here. Let's go to, the first ones I don't have to look squat up on. I guess we're going to Skype caller number one. Hey, Skype, from wherever you are, let us know who you are and where you are.
Well, hello and welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
This is Joanna.
Joanna, have you called us before?
I tried yesterday, but my phone keeps dropping out the past 2 days, so I'll have to listen to the playback in case we lose each other.
All right.
Okay, no problem.
Sounds good.
Yep, that's all right. And, yeah, you know how to do that, obviously, so that's cool. All right, well, let us know what you want to know.
Yeah, fill us in a little
Thank you. Thank you so much. I've had a friend for many years in another country, and we have not been able to financially visit each other. So I wondered, will we ever get to visit, or do you at least see our friendship continuing?
Okay. Now, that is a great question. Well, it's kind of two-parted, but that's okay. If you want to call in and ask a two-part question, you can, but do it all at once.
Yep, do it all at once. Don't get a reading.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're doing the right thing.
That's right.
We're telling those that are calling in, sometimes we'll ask a question, get that answer, and then start asking another one. It's like, this is a free reading. You got to hit us with a couple of quickies right up front.
Now, I'm curious, how many years have you actually, you know, been, well, connected to each other?
10 years.
How many?
10.
10. I had a feeling you were going to say that. Wow, that's a long friendship.
Yes.
This is what I'm doing is right now asking a couple questions before I go into the reading, since I haven't connected with you for a reading in some time.
Right.
I have to work on a spiritual, or I guess you could say, intuitive connection with you.
Yeah, she doesn't, you know, when she does readings for people on a regular basis,
yeah.
And we have quite a few of them that call in, she'll have a lot of history built up on the previous readings, previous calls, so it helps her. Then just a quick little question. She doesn't need a lot of info.
Yeah.
She already kind of knows where your life is at this point.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Now, your friend, male or female?
Male.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything. Question. I was busy doing Facebook stuff.
This is a male friend of hers.
Okay, that.
Is it a somewhat intimate relationship?
Started out that way, yes.
Okay, now I'm going into your reading, and Jim hopefully can speak so we don't have dead air sitting here.
Yeah, I can speak, but Deb, I was so wrapped up doing this other stuff, I still don't know what we're really talking about here.
Well, you don't have to know.
I can't just talk. Well, how's the weather there, wherever you're from? I mean, I got to know something about.
We can't have just silence.
Well, I know that, but I'm just saying it puts me in an awkward position. You know, so, okay, I just heard something about a friend that maybe more than a friend, I mean, that's a guy, right? That's kind of what I heard out of the corner of my ear. Corner of my ear, mind you, not anything else. Is that where we're at?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And you're looking to see where this path is leading, I'm assuming?
Seems that way.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's cool. Those are good questions. I'll mention it, that we do all sorts of readings here for people that haven't done this before. It doesn't have to be love, but, you know, the reason love's there, because that is more than half. A good probably 60, 70% of the questions are based on love.
True.
Love, potential love, could even be, if you look at family, there's love, family love, you know, so love is just a big subject, but it's not the only subject at all.
Well, I think that this could become a very, even longer, long-term relationship that will continue for quite some time, but will it be possible to ever connect, you know, face to face in the flesh, person to person? There's an element of disappointment here that tells me that is not likely to happen in the foreseeable future. Now, it could change, of course. Wasn't this based on finances for you both?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
That can change at any time where somebody receives a nice, wonderful, big, you know, financial gift from someone, or they're mentioned, like I say, in a will. For right now, though, I feel like it's going to have to remain as it is until one or the other, or both, you could meet somewhere, are able to secure the funds to meet. But I feel this relationship really has great potential to be life, you know, changing in many ways once the two of you could meet, and you'll find that your connection is even stronger. So I wish I could be more definitive and telling you that, oh, yes, but I really feel that something in the days to come is going to happen to help there be enough money to help the two of you to meet. And I think it'll be a wonderful meeting when that can actually happen for you. So in the meantime, enjoy the technology we have that makes it possible for us.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got so many different generations now that just take that technology for advantage.
For granted, yeah. Too.
What did I say?
Advantage.
Boy, I'll tell you, I think I need somebody to give me a good slap or something because I'm just got I got cobwebs, yeah. It's not National Slap Day. It's National Nut Day, which is your day, okay?
I don't have any nuts.
Oh, but you are nuts. Bada bing. Slapstick, really cheesy slapstick. Sorry about that. I'm off my game. Subject of your angel card reading is gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Huh. I don't know how that relates, but Joanna, maybe you do.
Yeah,
I mean,
the angel card.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad.
Well, try to call us as much as you possibly can. And now, because we tapped on this, we can dig deeper into this.
Word up on that.
All right. And this is one thing that was brought to my attention. I wrote a book, and it's out there if anybody would like to read it and pick up a little bit in terms of knowledge on how to actually read these cards. The book is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. And in my office,
that are watching on Facebook.
In my office, my office partner, my office wife, I called her. She read it in like one weekend, and she came and said, I know you say in that, but these are only little pieces of plastic. They have no power, but she said, I'm finding that I think they hold a lot of energy, each of the cards, and when we are laying them out, we're actually creating our own reality due to the energy that comes through in the cards. And while it blows the premise of my book, you know, I can live with that, but I think that Lisa is right, because a lot of things that when we do a reading seem almost miraculous or practically impossible to occur, all of a sudden we find, look at that, it happened. And so I have faith that you, this lady and her long distance friend are going to find a way to bridge that gap of miles between them. So there you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much
to both of you. Bless you.
Oh, well, bless you too. And I'm so glad you reached out to us.
Yeah. Thank you for Skyping in, finding an alternate method.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, too.
Well, let's just rock right to it from back-to-back Skype calls. Hey, welcome next Skype caller. Who, what, where, what do you got?
Hello. Hi.
Hello, doctors. Melissa from Colorado. So I haven't called for a while. I'm glad you're here doing a wonderful reading. I have a question.
Hello, Melissa. Good to hear from you.
Indeed it is.
I am ready and waiting to hear what your questions will be. First, fill me in a little bit.
Yes, yes. I just need two questions. So my male friend, I like to know, I feel he is. Like, if he really being honest. And second, time frame, like, I think he's planning a trip over here, but I'm not sure when the trip. I think it's 6 months. But I know he's coming because we're doing a business. Friendship, but any clarification on that? If you're able to, I know you're really, really good, but like you said,
that's in her wheelhouse.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, you are.
Real quickly, while the cards go down, I have to catch up on my international folks. We have Mike, who's here from the UK. Lady R has visited us again from South Africa. And Laura, from old Canada.
Oh, lovely.
So we got just right off the bat, international from three different continents. Bam, bam, bam. How the hell's that? That's cool. Gotta love it.
All right. So you and your are still talking.
It's just okay.
And still connecting over the miles. And I'm glad to hear that. Now we got to see about the complication and how this will impact him coming to see you.
Now, I was again doing my Facebook stuff. So what was the complication? I missed out on that.
Well, that was from a previous reading where this gentleman shares a business with a woman who has created static. And
they're going through a breakup, aren't they?
Well, they...
Or this is a different lead. This is a different person.
No, well, it was never really...
Okay, this is a different one. All right. Then I did not exist. I'd say that. I was thinking, there's somebody else with a similar thing going down who we haven't heard from for a while. But anyway, what do you got for this one, Deb, Melissa?
Melissa, I really think...
Thank you.
Please have caution or, you know, use caution in reference to this man. I'm not entirely sure that he's going to be able to make that trip. But I think he's saying he will to keep you, you know, still in connection because that female is still here that he works with. And you present quite a complication to her. Well, she's got a desire to, you know, hang on to this man, but I'm not sure it's going to work for her. But in the meantime, at this particular point, I don't feel, hon, that he's making plans to come and see you. He's dealing with some issues of his own.
Yeah, and he probably just wants to say things you want to hear right now. Right?
Yeah, he's trying to keep her, you know, keep her.
Don't want her to go wander off and be disillusioned and move on.
To another man.
Right, or another whatever. Another friend, just a friend even, you know.
So what I feel he's doing is promising you because he doesn't want to lose you. But he is having some issues and
interesting.
I hear intuitively IRS. He's having tax trouble. This woman is not making things any easier for him.
I bet the mob, all the Irish, Russian, American mob, Italian mob, I bet that's the one organization they're truly scared of, is the IRS.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They have such powers that they can do things that your creditors can't do. But anyway, go back to that.
Yeah, so just bear that in mind. He may lose a lot of that bank account that he has enjoyed so greatly.
Yeah, sure. They could seize it. They could garnish. There's a lot of wonderful things they can do.
Yeah, because that business is thriving that he shares with that woman. And he seriously doesn't want to lose you. But that doesn't necessarily make it right for him to, you know, jerk you around and promise you what he may not be able to deliver. So I know this is a bit disappointing for you. But if you try to contact us again sooner than this last time, I really think that we will be able to see more into behind the scenes of what's actually happening. She's hoping you go away, by the way. Yeah. She's hoping you get frustrated and you say to him, oh, I got to get out of this. I can't be here anymore. You know, to try and wait for you. So, Jim, what have you got for a...
Deborah. I am sorry. Facebook was really perplexing. That was really weird.
It's okay.
Let's go through it. All right, stand by, then. We have your card. This is, I don't know that I've seen this one before. Beloved one is the subject, Archangel Shamael, you know, Shamu the whale. Shall be an angel version. I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship.
Oh, well, you've got an angel on it.
And that's
a pretty good one.
Then your spiritual soulmate relationship is not a physical soulmate relationship out there.
No, but I think it could involve, there's a deep love between these two. But it has been unrequited love where they haven't been able to physically, you know.
Yep. All right.
So
thank
Melissa,
you so very much, Melissa.
You. And please call us again because I'd like to delve deeper into this for you.
Yeah, please do so.
But
you know what? Quickly, no matter what she thinks, he has the end ball, and I'm sure that if he really wants, he'll change it. So right now, it's just like you said.
That is exactly right.
You're right. That is, if somebody wants something bad enough, they're going to figure out a way to make things happen. You speak truth.
Yeah, the worst thing would be if he were to jockey between the two of you. That would not be right. You know, in a relationship with her going and one with you.
Or just there's a fear of ending something and the fear of starting something new. Sometimes people are just scared of change.
Well, this woman is a threat.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes people let that really... Yeah. Like the roots attached to them that fear, and they have a hard time. All right.
So Melissa, it's wonderful to hear from you.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Take
care.
Yeah, you're so good to people, and we like you. Thank you. You're fine. Thank you.
Honey.
We like being
thank
like.
Thank you.
Right.
Doctors.
Thank
all
you.
Right, honey.
All right, we're rocking and rolling, and then I got to solve a Facebook issue. Not a big deal. Let's go to our next caller, 520. In Arizona, 520, you are the next caller.
Hello there, Arizona. Might this be Lisa? Hello?
This happens sometimes when they hold for a while.
Yeah.
Wait about 30 seconds. I'll get ready.
What's happening in Facebook?
It does this weird thing sometimes where I can't, it's not updating what they're saying and what I'm typing. So I have to kill it and restart it. It only takes a second, but we got to get through this caller thing first. Prioritize. We will not hang up on this caller. We will go back to this caller.
Sometimes, I feel like there's no connection here.
No, she could have it on mute, on hold. So don't feel that. All right, where's my next call? There we go. We're going to area code 219, which is in Indiana, 219. I know who that is.
Indiana, hello. Welcome to the show.
Well, maybe I don't. I should show
it. Hi, what's your first name?
Alexis.
It is Alexis.
Hello there, Alexis. How are you?
I was scared to.
Great. Oh, my God. It's been a wonderful week. It's been a wonderful week. He's supposed to be quitting Friday. Last Friday, he's supposed to quit his job. He don't want to work there no more. But I have a question for you. When he was at work Thursday, his last day was Wednesday. Thursday, when he was at work Thursday, he just kept sending me like when he was taking out the trash. I work in drive through, so he was just staring at me. So I want to know what's in this man's mind.
All right.
Yes, because he's quitting now. I don't know.
You won't see him at the job anymore.
Oh, no, I won't. So I wonder if he's doing this for his baby mama, or what's going on between him and his baby mama, and what's going on with how he feel about me.
Okay, so
at this
good
point.
One. Very good.
So it's very similar to what we talked about recently, but now there's just a couple, like she said, there's a couple of more new developments, like him hitting the road on the job, that job. And just wondering if that's a sign that something's evolving, changing. That's a good question.
But you say it's been a good week.
Yeah, it's been a good week, man. I guess I got recorded on TV Friday. It's just everything is going wonderful.
You got recorded on Friday
it's going to be something for my job. I made the store look so good. So they have recorded me on how I do it. But I feel like the peace between me and him is not bad. The vibe not bad like it used to, like it was.
Well, let's find out what he's thinking. Everybody, this is like I was explaining during the start of the show. We can peek into people's thoughts and into their emotions and find out what's cooking.
All right,
I love him, y'all. These are some good people.
Okay.
I got to have a silence gap because there's going to be some noise.
Okay.
All right. We're good. I just had to bring Facebook back to life. Reboot it, basically. Working.
Oh.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, you're good. It was Facebook. It was easy.
Are we good? You can hear us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alexis, he's going to try and talk to you. Not right yet, but you're going to hear from him again. He's looking at you. He was looking at you because he wishes you would have made a move to say something. I feel, though, like they are going to relocate a little bit further from where They're going, I think, to a relative. And she's forcing him, by the way. So,
oh, wow.
He's really under her thumb. And, you know, when there's children.
Hello?
Sorry.
When there's children involved, that's going to be a real, what do you want to call it, like a serious leverage on the part of the baby mama, because she has the freedom to make those threats. If you continue to work at that place, you're not going to see your children anymore. If you don't move to Aunt May's house with me, you know, say 100 miles away, I will not let you see those children. So she's...
Okay, that's why he...
What? Something's going
okay.
on here.
That's why he... Okay, yeah, that's why he's leaving.
That's what I believe, but I don't think he's going to stay there. You know, remember, you three have this drama between you that...
Well, I don't... I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I don't feel drama no more. I don't have no drama.
Okay, but I meant in terms of that, you know, the incident in the past. She's afraid of you. And remember, she was up close and personal when that was going on. So she got a big eyeful of the two of you. Okay, so that has threatened her greatly. That, I mean, I'm trying to pick my words nicely here. And so we don't have to reveal every, you know what I mean? We don't have to.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think you know what I mean. You have put into. Go ahead.
So he is kind of watching.
Pushing him to be with her as she has done, quitting his job. He quit his any kind of connection with you. You know, it's like she's putting a bird in a cage. Do you think that bird is going to stay happy in that cage? Hell no.
No.
And I feel he is going to ultimately come on back to where you all live, and who knows, maybe go back to work with all of you. But I really think he's going to want to reconnect with you. So
thank you.
And you know what? Then you can decide if you want to of course you do. Now let's give you an angel card reading.
Stand by for angel cards. Subject: patience. Archangel Jophiel. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like things are in motion in the right direction, but it's not close yet.
I've got to tell you. Had you wanted to be super impulsive and make a somewhat foolish move, you could have chased him out of the store and you could have begged him in the parking lot. Please don't go. I need you here. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't think she feels that way.
Yeah, not that kind of lady.
No,
I don't get the feeling of desperation off of you. Only that you want your peace. Peace of mind, you know. And, but I think the two of you had shared something real. I think he'll be back. So, honey, I hope you have the rest of your weekend. It's a good
one. Sure, yeah.
And I love hearing from you, so I hope you'll call us.
Yeah, Alexis, and thank you for holding for many moons.
Yes, thank you. Take care.
Yep, we shall speak again. She hung up.
Okay.
All righty. We want to give an international shout-out.
Ooh.
To Siobhan from the land of Ayer. It's been a while.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in a while. But we're glad to see you now. Well, you know, see your name.
Right. Glad that you're with us.
Yeah.
Even though it's electronically.
And don't forget to give them a little chance to call in.
I just opened up the floor to the messenger folks right now, about 30 seconds.
She usually likes to call.
First one, we got about a 30-second window, then we got to take calls because there's a stack of them still. But now is that time. We will take the first messenger caller.
If anybody's calling.
Yep.
All right, maybe
we shall do so. Well, you got to give a there's a delay here, and then, you know.
Here, sometimes people are also watching, say, on their phones.
Yeah.
And they're in an atmosphere where they can't call.
Understood. I think that's very common with Ashley comes in here a lot. And just looking for a typing type reading, but a lot of times we're just too booked. We
can't.
Yeah. You know, I feel bad, but you got to keep the columns one-on-one. Then maybe it's late, you know, or Shabana's maybe, you know, she just can't really pull it off tonight. All right, we're going to shut that window down. Sorry. Sorry, folks, if we didn't have so many callers, we would leave it open a little bit longer. But no, we're going to go back and we're going to try go back to Arizona, see if Arizona's back.
Oh, my God, did I miss you? I thought I was going to be further down the line. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being so kind.
No, it's okay. We never,
you know, Debbie,
ever
Yes, you can call me Debbie.
I'm
you
so
can
sorry.
Call me.
I love the both of you. I'm sorry.
Call me Ray.
I'm getting ready to call my mom, and I haven't spoken to my parents. It's been a rough relationship, and I think the reason I'm getting impressed to call her is because she has a dementia, Alzheimer's. It hasn't really been diagnosed, and she's 89. And I want to be okay if something happens, you know, if she passes. How will that call go? Will my father allow the phone call to go through? Can you see that in the cards?
Oh, yes, of course. And I want to tell you that I sympathize. Oh, we're going to have to get it. I sympathize with you. I have the same situation with my own mother. She's only like 82, well, maybe 85. But there were long periods in my life where she wasn't in my life by her own choice, which makes it hard now with her so far away. But I took that trip to Minnesota to go see her. So I know what you're feeling about when they pass away, so that we know that we have, you know, made these important gestures. Now, does she know you when you talk to her?
It's been a little bit since I talked to her a few months, but I'm just recently getting more stronger urges to call her, and I don't know if my dad, I don't know what he'll say. When he always picks up the phone. And in the recent past, he knew that I just wanted to talk to her, not to him. And so he would just pass the phone to her. But now I had recently had a I told him some words about a month ago. I drew a boundary. And
yeah.
So now, anyway, I want to call her, and he's going to pick up the phone, I know. Will he give me grief, or will he pass the phone to her? That's what I'm hoping the psychic energy.
Well, what I'm picking up immediately, first of all, where are they located? Is it at a distance from you?
Yeah, about 4 hours away.
Okay. He is sorry that you can't show up more often or be there. You know what I mean? And he is feeling sorry for the way you had to speak to him. So that's good to know that he is, you know, regretful that you had to, you know, speak some words. For instance, here's the thing. Is he her caregiver or is he her jailer? You know, if he's her caregiver, he should be sharing that phone with her. So this is going to, you're basically taking the temperature of your relationship with your parents. Do you have other siblings? I think you may have told us. Do you have any siblings?
Well, yeah, but they don't play into this. Well, okay, you know, they're afraid of me, actually, because I follow through on my word, and I drew boundaries with them over the last several decades, and they're afraid of me because I shine the light on stuff that should never have happened, and hey, I don't want to get into that. So He does not have Alzheimer's, so he's the one. He is 3 years older, so he does answer the phone. He's always been the controlling entity throughout the whole time we've ever known him. You know, from children to her adult years, and so I'm just wondering if psychically you can tell me, will he pass the phone to her or will he give me some kind of I I'm happy if I never talk to him again for the rest of my life. I'm happy. I'm pleased. You know, if I never have to do it, but I have to. He picks up the phone. And all I'm going to ask is I want to talk to her.
Yes, well, I am seriously getting the impression that he has taken a regretful stance where you are concerned. Now, I wish that I could see more into this, except that he's sorry that your mother doesn't see you, but that could just mean he's sorry for himself, because it seems to me that he's concerned about the distance and not getting enough help with her. But as far as him, I believe he's going to hand the phone to her. Now, you should call with the very best intentions. Don't engage if necessary. I mean, if it feels necessary that the two of you are going to lock horns, I would get off the phone. I would leave it be. All right. Basically, you're punting and leaving the ball in his court. So if she never hears from her daughter again, yeah, things aren't going right. Can you hear me?
No, you're right. You're very psychic because he is very regretful, and he's not going to get into words with me. I know that. But yeah, what I do, you know, I didn't want him to, like, start begging me for stuff and, you know, to see him and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that. I just want to talk to my mother.
Okay. I get it completely, and I feel that you should hold your stance because this is how you feel, you know, and I really agree with you. We have to at least make the effort before they are no longer living. And I agree, and I'm standing with you. You have my full support in this. All right, well, and next time you call, you can let us know how that went, if you would.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now,
I sang a song at that guy at the farmer's market today.
You did what?
I sang a song to that guy at the farmer's market today.
You did? And how did that go?
He just slowly walked by and ignored me.
I like it. I do. I think that's great. So take care. And Jim is going to give you your angel card. I want to remind everybody out there, you're so welcome. I never rush readings. I don't rush through them when I do them in email, when we do them in private session, and certainly during the show. So if a reading I feel sense or intuit that I need to give some time to this, I'm going to, because we're here so often that we always provide a second chance to be able to be on the air. So, Jim, do you wish to read that?
Well, I guess I can now. Subject is compassion. Archangel Zedkiel, soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including your soul.
Yeah, and that's why I say go with good intention and let your heart lead you and just, you know, graciously get off the phone if he's going to start up, but I don't think he is. I really don't.
Thank you.
Take care. Take care.
Thank you. Right.
And call back again because we shall do many a show. All right. Let's keep on. We're going to go to, our next call is area code 850, which is in Florida, 850.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, are you new to the show?
I think I called you a while back ago, but it's probably my second time calling in.
Okay, so you kind of know what's going on. You've been on hold for a while, so you've been listening. So you kind of know the flavor and how to approach this. What do you got for us?
Well, my daughter's been having contractions, and she's 1 centimeter dilated and about 10% effaced. But they sent her home, I guess because they want her contractions to be a little bit closer. And her baby shower is tomorrow that I'm hosting. So I'm like, okay, is she going to go into labor tonight or tomorrow? When do you think you're having the baby?
I could take a look at that.
That's a cool question.
And you know what? With
we
all
like
the
that.
Technology we've got, if she has her baby tonight and you're having the shower tomorrow, or you could postpone. But
you
otherwise,
know.
She could meet with all of you over FaceTime or...
Oh, yeah, I know. But she, yeah, that's cool, though. This is a cool question because now you're at that point.
But it'd be
yeah.
kind of rough. I mean, I've already made all the food and... You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like, oh, my God, that would be awful.
That's what I'm saying. Have the party. And
yep.
you all can be on, you know, video call with her.
Yeah, I mean, the party must go on because it benefits.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be bad that the mom-to-be can't be there because she's becoming a mom. But it would still, overall, it benefits the mom with all the gifts and all that stuff. So.
Is this her first baby?
It's pretty cool.
Is it
oh,
her?
No. This is
oh.
her fourth baby.
Well,
and
yeah, this...
her last child, no, her first child, I was going really fast to the hospital. It's like an hour away. And I called the cops to give me an escort. They wouldn't give me an escort. They said, I'll meet you at Hardee's. And they picked her up in the ambulance at Hardee's and then flew like 100 miles an hour to the hospital. But the baby was
well...
drowning, and they told her, said, don't push.
Yeah, right. Isn't that nice? Yeah, don't push. Like, you have, like, this great brain power.
Well, boy, she, you know, oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially with number four coming along, she's probably going to be not a late bloomer on this, is she?
It might be like a baby on a banana peel.
Yeah.
Sliding right out of her.
Yeah, well,
so
you know, yeah.
I'm amazed they sent her home.
You know how hospitals
yep,
are, they send everybody home nowadays for insurance and other stuff.
You know, nature.
Staffing problems.
Nature tends to dictate that babies get born in the middle of the night.
Nature
and
don't give a shit.
And
goes back.
So when do you see her having it?
Well, real soon, you might squeak by with the shower.
It's going to be a close encounter.
Is what I'm thinking, yeah. It's what time tomorrow is her shower?
Exactly.
The baby shower is at 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, so noon. That could work.
It might be an epic baby shower where you're at some point where it's like, well, speaking of baby, we got to go.
tell her to cross her legs and not breathe very deeply.
Yeah, and whatever other old wives tell her to slow it down a little bit. There's a lot of little tricks out there in the past. Yep.
But
this is kind of cool.
It's really cool. This is almost like a movie.
And it's very positive. No matter what happens, it's a positive outcome, you know?
Yes.
It's really cool.
I'm going to put my energy into her being able to be there for
sure.
Her.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, she wants it. Everybody wants it. And if it doesn't happen, you're going to say, well, Mother Nature said the baby's got to come out now.
Yeah.
It doesn't want to wait anymore. It's ready.
And maybe you could hope the shower is the day after tomorrow, because if it's a normal birth, they generally send them home.
And if it's a big shower and you got issues with food catering and storage, well, then maybe you got to just have some kind of food party.
Or have the party, right.
But, you know, you got to just
well,
think about it.
I'm doing the baby shower.
I'm seeing a happy event here, one way or the other.
Well, it sounds very, yeah, well, obviously. Yeah. I mean, the perfect world, you want the shower and then the baby, but, you know.
Well, your daughter's like me, a baby maker. I have a
number
sister,
four.
I have a sister that went through fertility treatment, and it took her years to be able to conceive one.
Yeah.
Where me, if a man looks at me funny, my period would be late.
If a prince would have taken you as a wife, they would have coveted you.
Oh, gosh.
Because you gave nothing but boys.
Oh, I did.
They would have. She would have been revered. They might have given her a saint name.
I had five.
She's had all her babies early, and this baby is 29 weeks. And the other baby was born at 30. The other baby was born at 30 weeks.
Maybe the
wow.
baby wants to come to the baby shower.
It sounds like her babies don't like wait.
No.
They're ready to rock and roll.
That maybe her babies, what did you say, that they don't want to wait?
It sounds like her babies don't want to wait. They want to get out in that world and start their life.
Yeah. And God bless the both of them, because it's going to be a very nice
event. And it sounds like it's working out.
Event.
Yeah.
It is.
So
that's
when,
awesome,
when do you think she's going to, when do you see her having it?
I'm going for it being after the shower.
But it's going to be a photo finish, right? It's going to be very close.
Yeah.
But I think you already kind of knew that. So I was like, you know, if you could at least get her halfway through the shower, that's some kind of an accomplishment, right?
Are you really an hour from the hospital?
Yes. They have a special unit because it's so far away. It's for NICU babies. And and so they can deliver it in the ambulance if they have to. Do you see her delivering in the ambulance or the hospital?
Well, to tell you the truth, I can't pick up on that right now. I'd need to do like a longer reading with you. And
you probably can't call back tomorrow because that baby's probably going to be in this world is what we're looking at.
I'm hoping labor will stall. Sometimes it does. It'll stall. So no matter what, it's still going to be a very blessed event.
All right. The subject of your angel card reading is passion. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career, which has nothing to do with this.
No.
But you have to think about what
that
means.
Yeah, that could be a very, significant card for your life.
Quite often, the cards, angel cards, healing cards, rebel cards, they don't dive right into the subject we're talking about.
No, there's something else
in your life that will resonate with you, and you may have to think about it if it doesn't register right away. But thank you for calling.
Yeah, and congratulations. Early.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's coming fast.
Thank you.
I think you kind of gave her the feeling that it's going to be a photo finish.
I'm not seeing great disappointment that the shower will be canceled or anything.
So maybe they'll get through it or get mostly through it, or at least if it happens halfway through, that's probably going to be very exciting for all the people there.
She might get all the way through it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And now she has to let us know the outcome.
Yes.
So the next show we do, if you can, the next show or two or three, call back as soon as you can. I just put her, she's not live, but she's on mute. So, but let us know, because now that is an awesome question. That was a really cool question. I like it. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Let's see where we're going. All right. Oh, I got to find them on the list. There we go. We're going to area code 630 in Illinois. 630. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Yay. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
I did that.
Good, but it's been a chaotic day. It's just one of those days.
Where can people buy your book?
Very good.
Thank you for asking.
Gee, what a great question, Deb.
Yes, I know it's on just about all of the online booksellers. A lot of people go to Amazon. I want you to know that in my research of where the book is, it's priced differently at different places.
It is indeed.
The best price I found was on Bonanza.com. And then you've got to take into account that Amazon, it's under Prime.
If you're a member of Prime, you can get free shipping, right?
Yeah.
You have to be a Prime member. And I'll be honest, I've always just Googled it flat out.
The book?
I didn't go to a particular website. I just said, I put the title of your book and the author's name and hit go on Google, and I looked at my results. And there's a lot of places.
Tell me what I would Google, like the title and the author's name all together.
I would Google the message. I would Google the message, and I would Google Deborah Lee. Just like that. You don't have to put by the, who that. If you just put the keywords in, the search engines are way smarter than they were back in the 90s.
The book was published by O Books in England.
Yeah, in the 90s, boy, when you did search
engines. 2008.
All right. I'll get to you now. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Thank you for taking my call. And so today I unloaded another large piece of furniture because I'm still going through this
wonderful
move. I know. I was so happy. It was like this big swinging egg chair, and the lady was so happy that I came and bought it. I feel like I got a lot of my stuff packed, like what I would leave in storage, but I'm still not clear on, like, how I show up in Florida. So So, like, am I bringing my bedroom furniture because I'm getting an apartment, or am I going to be staying, like, at an extended stay and I just need a storage unit? I'm trying to figure out, like, can you see what I need to bring and what I can ditch while I'm up here?
That is a very, very tough call to make. On her end, not yours, I'm saying.
Is this a do-it-yourself move? Are you, you know, driving a U-Haul?
Yeah.
Boy, you are
right?
Yeah, I understand that. And she's trying to plan ahead because she hasn't even nailed down a landing spot yet.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you don't know where you're moving to yet, right? You just know you are moving, correct?
Right, and like I'm applying for jobs where they will relocate you, but with that, I'm thinking they're going to put me up like in an extended stay. So if they're going to do that, well, I don't really know. That's what I'm
Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, how does this happen?
From my experience, if you have if you land the type of job that actually gives you relocation assistance, they sometimes will put you in a temporary extended stay or something like that, but they take into account that you may need storage, and they will work with you on storage, temporary storage too. But that depends on what kind of company you're working with. Ours, my company I work for, they do that for people. But Deb will put the cart down.
And the choice was between, say, an extended stay where your furniture, you're not going to want to leave it in the truck.
It's not a choice so much. She wants to know the two extremes. One could be she might be an extended
stay.
Yeah, right.
Or what's the other option?
If I do
other
the
option is you actually get the place where you can put furniture in.
Pardon me?
Right. If I do if I do the extended stay, then I'm going to not bring my bed set because I don't want to put my mattress in storage. And, like, a bed set's not expensive. I'm trying to figure out, like, what size truck I need to rent.
They do, you know, sell very durable mattress. I don't even want to call it a cover. It's like a great big pouch that zippers shut that will, you know, keep it from moisture and whatever else. Your cards are kind of saying, kind of go light this time. If you can leave your bedroom set behind, would you then go back for it?
No.
She's taking it with her, or she's selling it.
Right. I'm going to sell it, like, tomorrow?
Yep.
If you tell me I don't need to bring it, or... Right.
Oh.
But I am bringing some stuff, right?
Of course, yes, of course you are.
Well, and do you live in an apartment?
Right now.
Because we have a lot of history with U-Hauls. So they go by the size of your place. If it's two bedroom, if it was one bedroom, if it's a two-story house, what is your problem?
Yeah, I know. But wait. I got to have one big enough to haul my car, to trailer my car. So that's why it doesn't have to be super small. Like, I'm probably going to rent a 20-foot because I'm going to trailer my car behind it. So that's why I'm like, I'm flexible on how much stuff I can bring. I just want to know what I should bring.
See.
That is kind of a tough call.
It is.
For me.
But she wants to know, basically, big picture, where do you see her landing? Into an apartment where she can bring a lot of stuff? I don't know why it keeps doing that.
No, I don't think you're going to just land an apartment unless you rent it before you get there. And do you have that kind of financial freedom?
No.
Yes. You maybe want to, do you have to leave the place where you're at? Did you already agree to leave?
She says she doesn't want to leave anything behind.
So I'm not supposed
to. I don't want to come back for stuff. Right, like once I go, I'm just going to be like, either take my bedroom set or leave it.
Well, I'm not sure how to respond to that, to tell you the truth. Personally, I think you should leave it.
The cards aren't giving you a clue, right?
Florida is full of bedroom sets. Myself, I would find a way to squeeze it in, but that would be me.
Right.
So
I guess what you're saying is the cards aren't clear on it, what type exact place she's going to land in right now. So when, and if it's never clear, then I guess you take extra, and then you can maybe unload it down there if it doesn't pan out, right?
That's true.
Maybe.
That's exactly what
there's
you
a,
could
I know.
Do.
I know her dilemma, what she's saying. Yeah. That's a tough call. That's a,
yeah.
I think we're getting Blog Talk is screwed
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave for the evening.
Blog Talk is
back,
not working well tonight.
I'll be back tomorrow, most likely. Take care, everybody.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Take care. I'm sorry. We're having technical problems.
It is. It's Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay.
Wait, is everybody still there? Let's try. Maybe it is, that was a lie.
I'm having problems with my throat. I'm going to have to talk. This show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Thank you, Blog Talkers. We shall return.